Welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift, a podcast brought to you by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts. Sharing with us today is Allie Solomon-Ziesler. Allie is a Christian Science practitioner from Park City, Utah.
Riding home in an Uber, the driver asked me, "If you could put a sign on an electronic billboard along the road, what would you say?" One of my favorite lines from Mary Baker Eddy, the founder of Christian Science, came to mind. "Love is reflected in love," I announced. He paused and then spoke quietly with awe. "That would be an amazing message to read." That line became special to me while attending a Christian Science church service one Sunday. With light streaming through the side windows, I heard the first reader say, "Love is reflected in love." And from that point on, love didn't become an effort to understand anymore. I knew love, which was another name for God, wasn't something that I had to search for. It is always present. The actions and words that we see as love are able to appear because each of us reflects God, divine love. A reflection is the expression of something. And since God is love and God is infinite, there cannot be a void of love. Divine love has an infinite range of expression, and the spiritual reality of each of us, of each animal, tree, blade of grass, sunset, and star, is that it is a reflection of divine love's making. The writings of Mary Baker Eddy open up love as not just an entity, but a creative force and a power, a noun and a verb. You can assess each mention of the word love in her work to see if it is a statement of being or doing, what love is or what love does. Understanding the being and doing nature of divine love or God, our perception and expression of love naturally expands to incorporate more of divine love's action in our lives. Forgiveness is love. Support is love. Happiness is love. Because these actions often invoke a love larger than ourselves, they exemplify that love, God, is reflected in love. Divine love's being and doing is the center of Christian Science, the primary motivation of true Christianity, and the true motivation of your existence. In fact, your very presence is today's confirmation that divine love is reflected.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.